ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 57 एंटाइटल्ड सत्यजित मर्डर्ड द ज्वेल रिटर्न्ड। टेक्स्ट नंबर 6 and 7। हरे कृष्ण। स्त्रीनाम विक्रोशमानानाम् क्रंदन्तीनाम् अनाथवात् हत्वा पशुन् शौनकीवान् मुनिम् आदाय जग्मिवान्। स्त्रीनाम विक्रोशमानानाम् क्रंदन्तीनामनाथवात् अथवा पशुन् शौनिकावन् मनिम् आदाय जग्विमान्। श्रीनाम विक्रोशमानानाम् क्रंदन्तीनामनाथवात् अथवा पशुन् शौनिकावन् मणिम् आदाय जग्विमन्। Srinam, as the woman, Vikroshamananam, called out, Krandantinam, and cried, Anatha, persons who have no protector, Vat, as if, Hatva, having killed, Pashun, animals, Shaunika, a butcher, Vat, like, Manim, the jewel, Adaya, taking, Jagviman, he went. Translation by disciples of His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As the woman of Satyajit's palace screamed and helplessly wept, Satadhanva took the jewel and left like a butcher after he has killed some animals. Text 7. When Satyabhama saw her dead father, she was plunged into grief, lamenting, My father, Oh, I am killed. She fell unconscious. Purport. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, Satyabhama's anguished feelings and words at the death of her father were prompted by Lord Krishna's pastime potency, Lila Shakti, to prepare for Lord's violent reaction against Satadhanva. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Presthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So I sincerely seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas so that I can speak on this exalted subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto. So this beautiful pastime of the Shamantaka jewel is interesting. So many amazing things happening one after another. So this is the characteristic of Krishna's pastimes, that they create more and more excitement. The more you hear, it creates more and more excitement. It creates more and more interest what's going to happen next. So that's the beauty of Krishna's pastimes. It's ever fresh. It's newer and newer. It's once upon a time, thousands of years back, this Shamantaka jewel was stolen, but still it's been discussed for time immemorial. It will be go on continuing discussing these pastimes of the Lord. So therefore, this is one of the beautiful characteristics of Krishna's pastime. And along with they are exciting and creating interest, another important characteristic of Krishna's pastime are very instructive. So this 10th canto, whole Bhagavatam is designed in such a way, it is spoken in such a way, Sukhdeva Goswami speaks in such a way, there is a nice combination of philosophical understanding and also the Leela part. Siddhanta and also the Leela. Just like 2 days back, His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrut Maharaj was telling about, we have to hear philosophy. And then the pastimes. And what we can learn from the pastimes. So these pastimes of the Lord are very instructive. And they prove beyond a doubt that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So very beautifully Uddhava glorifies these pastimes of the Lord in the 11th canto, where he says, Tava vikriditam Krishna nrunam paramamangalam. Karmna piyusha asadya twajanti anna spruhajana. Oh my dear Krishna, your pastimes are supremely auspicious, paramamangalam, for mankind and are an intoxicating beverage for the ears. Karna piyusham. It's beverage for the ears. Intoxicating beverage. That's the quality of Krishna's pastime. And tasting such pastimes, people forget their desires for other things. Twajanti anya spruha jana. Spruham is desires. They forget all other desires. So this is a beautiful shloka which shows that just by hearing the beautiful pastimes of Lord Krishna, one will completely forget anything material, which is cause of suffering, which is cause of bondage. This whole pastime of Shamanta Kajwal demonstrates this beautiful principle of Krishna showing the futility of material wealth and the attachment to wealth, what happens. And so many incidents which are beautifully narrated by different devotees all these days. So we'll not go into the details of that. But it's very much instructive in the sense that how attachment to any material thing causes so many things. If we start from the right from the where the pastime starts, if we just take a look how this material attachment brought out different incidences and what we can learn. Because of this attachment for this Shamanta Kajwal, the offense was committed by Satrajit. And he was against the will of the Supreme Lord. Lord Krishna asked for the jewel to be given to Ugrasen Maharaj. But that was rejected and the offense was created. So from our attachment, so many things come up. So there is a wonderful incidence in a particular pastime where from attachment so many things come up. Offenses, offensive mentality develops, fault-finding mentality develops because of attachments. When one is attached to any particular material object, he develops greed, and then there is always a fear that someone will take it. And because of this jewel which Satrajit possessed, rumors were also spread. There was so much of gossip going on that Krishna has taken the jewel. And then there were so many accusations against the Lord. The Lord is also accused. So that's the another aspect of Krishna's pastime. When he comes to the material world, though he is not a human being, but behaves like a human being, and it appears that he is an ordinary person. So any ordinary person who goes through all these different aspects of life, even Krishna had to go. He was also criticized, he was accused. And then there was fight also because of this jewel between Krishna and Jamvan. And because Jamvan rendered some service giving Krishna pleasure by fighting, he could recognize the Lord. In the start of this particular chapter, it starts with the shloka where it is said, Vijnata artho api Govinda. Krishna is aware of everything. That's the quality of the Supreme Lord. He is omniscient. He knows everything. Past, present and future. And the living entity who forgets the Supreme Lord, he is not aware of the true constitutional position. And therefore, he gets caught up by the three modes of material nature. So there was fight, and because service was rendered by Jamvan, he could realize that the Supreme Lord is in front of him. And then in this particular chapter, Satrajit has been brutally murdered. So just because of this jewel is passing from different place, from different person, from one hand to another hand. And so much of problems coming up. There was conspiracy. This whole chapter is about conspiracy, intrigue, violence and suffering. And then fear. Satadhan was fearful. So when the Lord comes in this material world and he acts like a human being, the principle of familiarity breeds contempt comes into the play. Everyone thinks, those who don't realize God, they think that he is one among us. And therefore Krishna was also accused for having the jewel. And even great personalities, they are doubt, they are they may be appreciated sometimes or they may not be appreciated sometimes. So that's the nature of the world. But on the other hand, one who realizes Krishna, those who are enlightened, they are supremely blessed. So this particular incidence of Shamandaka jewel in this particular chapter, it demonstrates that the nature of the undesirable quality of fault finding, another aspect of this beautiful pastime, that how fault finding tendency creeps in because of attachment to any material sense object. So in this particular today's purport, it is written that according to Jiva Goswami, Satyabhama's anguished feelings and words at the death of her father were prompted by Krishna's pastime potency, Leela Shakti, to prepare the Lord's violent reaction against Satadhanva. So it's a Leela Shakti which has been operating in all these incidences. It's all orchestrated by the Lord. The Lord is already aware of what's going to happen. So this is beautiful Leela Shakti which is operating, and so many further incidences come. We can understand so many different lessons. So today also is appearance of Sripada Ramanujacharya, and I would like to speak some of his qualities and some of the pastimes of Ramanujacharya. So Ramanujacharya is the Acharya of Sri Sampradaya. He is Anantashesh, he is Lakshman, he is Balramji, and he has appeared as Sripad Ramanujacharya in this present age of Kali Yuga. As Lord descends and has a purpose to fulfill, similarly Ramanujacharya also had a purpose to fulfill when he appeared. So when Ramanuja, Sripad Ramanuja appeared to establish exclusive devotion to the Supreme Lord Vishnu and surrender unto him. That's the basic principle for which he appeared. He established that God is eternal, service to him is eternal, and the living entity is eternal. Because at that time when Ramanuja appeared, their influence was of Shankaracharya. And therefore he came and established that God is a person. Service to the Lord is eternal. God is eternal. And the living entity who renders service to the Lord is also eternal. And Lord has his own planet. He lives in the Vaikuntha planet. And there are millions of Vaikuntha such planets where there is continuous service going on by millions and trillions of countless living entities who are serving the Lord in the spiritual world. So this is the essential teaching of Ramanujacharya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took two essential teachings from the Sri Sampradaya. First is service to the Vaishnavas, and second is exclusive devotion to the Supreme Lord. These are the two essential principles which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took from the Sampradaya, and we in Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, we follow these principles. So there are various principles we can learn, tattva, in the various pastimes of Ramanujacharya and his disciples. Just like Lord wants to glorify his devotees, similarly these acharyas also, when they descend, they teach through their teachings, but also they teach through their disciples. And one of such pastime where it is shown that there is a devotee, Kuresh, who was Yamunacharya's disciple, but he was very close to Sripad Ramanujacharya.
And how they met is a wonderful pastime of the arrangement of the Lord, that Kanchipurna and Kuresh, we'll first take about Kanchipurna. So Kanchipurna, when they met first time, the whole incident took place in Kanchipuram. So Kanchipurna was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, and his devotion to the Lord was so apparent that even the local people, local Brahmanas even also respected him. And Ramanujacharya was just a boy at that time. He was going to the school, but he was very intelligent right from the beginning. It is explained that once he heard, he could remember everything. He was Shrutidhar. Of course, he is the Supreme Lord who has descended, his incarnation of Anantashesh. But he was so brilliant that everyone was attracted, not just because of this boy, he was a small boy, but because of his gentle nature. He was really humble. So, Kanchipurna, he was staying in Kanchipuram, and he used to go to the nearby village to worship his deity. And on the way, there was Ramanujacharya's house. So one day when Kanchipurna, on his way back to his home, he saw Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya got attracted to him. And Ramanujacharya actually, he invited Kanchipurna to come to his house and take meal with him. And Kanchipurna, he agreed for the... And he came to Ramanujacharya's house. Then Ramanujacharya, he nicely arranged everything and fed Kanchipurna. And after that, he started massaging the feet of Kanchipurna. Now Kanchipurna was externally, he was born in a Shudra family, but he was internally a great devotee of the Lord. Ramanujacharya, Kanchipurna said that, "Please don't do this. I am a Shudra, you are a Brahmana. It doesn't look good that you are massaging my feet." So Ramanujacharya was really touched by such saying, and he said that it's not just because I am born Brahmana that I am a Brahmana. Is it just by wearing a thread one becomes Brahmana? You are a real Brahmana because you are worshipping the Supreme Lord Vishnu with such love and devotion. And Kanchipurna was astonished by such realizations of Sripad Ramanujacharya. And then both of them talked for hours together regarding the Lord, his pastimes and devotional service unto the Lord. In this way they were bound together with love. So this Kanchipurna, this particular devotee of the Lord, here now another principle which is most important, Vaishnava Seva, is demonstrated in this life. When he was staying in Kanchipurna, he was worshipping Varadaraj, and he was doing personal service. He was always fanning the Lord, and Lord would talk to him. Something amazing. Because he was such a pure hearted soul that Lord was always talking with him. So once a devotee came and asked that, "Please ask your Lord that when I will come to Vaikuntha, when I will be liberated." So Kanchipurna asked Lord Varadaraj that such and such devotee is asking when he will be liberated, when he will come to you and serve you in Vaikuntha. So Varadaraj replied, "He will come immediately in this is his last life. In this lifetime, very lifetime, he will come back home to Godhead." And then Kanchipurna started thinking, "What about me? I am serving the Lord personally. What about me?" And he asked the Lord, "What about me?" The Lord said, "I am not sure about it." So then the Lord explained, "Because this person, he is serving you, therefore he will come home back to Godhead. But regarding you, you are serving me, so I am not sure about it." Then Kanchipurna realized, this is a transcendental reciprocation between the Lord and his devotee. Kanchipurna realized the importance of being a servant of the servant. And then he went to Mahapurna, who is another disciple of Ramanujacharya, and started serving in his cow shed. He went on serving his cows, Mahapurna's cows. And then one day it was raining heavily, and all his clothes became wet. And he had no other set of clothes but his original clothes. So he wore that clothes, and when Mahapurna saw, he came to know that he is Kanchipurna. And he asked, why are you behaving in such a way? So then he narrated the whole incident, what had happened. And he said how important it is to become the servant of the servant of the Vaishnavas. So this is the essential principle which Lord Chaitanya took from the Sri Sampradaya. And even Ramanujacharya was an emblem of this particular principle of being servant of the servant of the servant. Once Mahapurna and Ramanujacharya they were in a room, and Mahapurna came. As soon as Mahapurna came to the room of Ramanujacharya, he bowed down to Ramanujacharya. Now he is his guru. Seeing this, the disciples of Ramanujacharya thought, how come Ramanujacharya is not reacting anything? He was just without embarrassment, he was just sitting, and he accepted his obeisances from his guru. So this created some doubt in the mind of his disciples. And then they asked Ramanujacharya that your guru is paying obeisances to you, and how come you didn't react? So Ramanujacharya explained, it's the desire of my guru. He has something to show through his activities. He wants to show how to respect a guru. This is the principle which he wants to show, and I cannot interfere with his desires. And then these disciples went to Mahapurna and asked that how come you are offering obeisances to your disciple? So then Mahapurna revealed that this is regarding Goshtipurna, not Mahapurna, who gave received mantra, because he had so many different gurus, spiritual masters. So this is between Goshtipurna and Ramanujacharya. No, actually I'm confused a little bit, sorry. This is between Mahapurna and Goshtipurna. It's always confusing for me. So, because both are like disciples of Yamunacharya. So, this is between Mahapurna and Ramanujacharya. It's true? It's true, na? Mahapurna and Ramanujacharya, na? So, then Mahapurna revealed that in my guru, my disciple, I see my guru, Yamunacharya. And therefore, I'm offering my respectful obeisances. I'm offering my dandavats unto his lotus feet. And then the disciples realized the greatness of Ramanujacharya, that he wanted to reveal the glories, how great Mahapurna was. So he didn't interfere with his spiritual master's desire. He accepted those obeisances. So that is the principle, that is the greatness of Ramanujacharya. Another time, Goshtipurna, who is another disciple of Yamunacharya, he was meditating in his room for hours together, and Ramanujacharya came and asked him that which is the form of the Lord you are worshipping, you are meditating upon, and what is the mantra you are chanting? And then Goshtipurna revealed that it is my spiritual master's form I am meditating upon, Yamunacharya. And his holy name, which I am chanting, which is relieving me from all the suffering. So, this is the essential principle which Ramanujacharya shows, how important is worshipping Sri Guru, and how important is worshipping the Vaishnavas. So, this is the essential principle which Ramanujacharya taught in various pastimes. Service to the Vaishnava is the topmost. Shushrusho Shadda Dhanasya Vasudeva Katharuchi San Mahat Seva Vipra Punya Tirtha Nishevanat. Unless one renders service to the pure devotees of the Lord who are free from all vice, one cannot develop taste for hearing the pastimes of the Lord. Vasudeva Katharuchi. Only by rendering service to the elevated souls, pure devotees, one can develop taste for hearing the pastimes of the Lord. And through hearing, one can realize the Supreme Person of Godhead. Once Ramanujacharya was on the way to Tirupati to take darshan of Lord Balaji. And on the way, in a village, he decided to wait that night. And he had two disciples. One was very rich, wealthy, and other was not very rich, poor. So he decided that first he should visit his wealthy disciple. And he sent his disciples to make the arrangements. His disciples went to this particular disciple of Ramanujacharya. And as soon as they went, this wealthy disciple, he immediately started making arrangements for his spiritual master's arrival and making all the arrangements for his staying. And he was completely engaged in service. And then these disciples came back and reported to Ramanujacharya. And Ramanujacharya asked them, how did he treat you? So they said that as soon as they heard your name, you are coming, they became so busy that they forgot us. And they didn't did any service to us. They were so much engaged that you are coming. They were so much surprised that you are coming. So they immediately were making all arrangements for your arrival. So then Ramanujacharya said, no, I will go and stay with this poor disciple. And he went to this poor disciple's house. As soon as he knocked on the door, his disciple, the wife of that Brahmana, she opened the door and she was surprised to see her spiritual master along with his disciples, all the Vaishnavas. And practically she was so, this family was so poor that they didn't have anything. But she was so surprised and she had so much desire to serve Sripad Ramanujacharya and his disciples. So she started looking around for what can be done, how she can serve her Guru Maharaj. And her husband was away for collecting alms. He was just a Brahmana, he was collecting alms. And nobody was there at home. But there in that village, there was a man who wanted to have illicit connection with this woman, this devotee. She immediately remembered this man and she ran from the back door and went to this man and said that I will fulfill your desire today. But I need all these ingredients so that I can make arrangements, make a wonderful feast for my Guru and all the Vaishnavas who have come. So this man immediately agreed and he gave all the ingredients needed for cooking prasad. And she got all the ingredients, she cooked her wonderful feast and she fed Ramanujacharya and all the Vaishnavas. They were so happy with the wonderful arrangements she had made. And at that time, her husband came and he was astonished to see what had happened. From where did she get all these ingredients? So she revealed her mind to her husband. And her husband said, this is your glory. That you are ready to do, sacrifice anything for service of your Guru. They revealed all these things to Sripad Ramanujacharya. And Ramanujacharya told them that give them my Mahaprasad. And then they gave the Mahaprasad to this person who wanted to have illicit connection with the wife of this Brahmana. And immediately his heart was transformed. And he fell down at the lotus feet of Ramanujacharya and he became a devotee. And he came to know that how much pain a person, a devotee takes to fulfill the desire to please the Guru and Vaishnavas. So in this way, this principle of Vaishnava is very much important in all the sampradayas, and this is the essential lesson which we learn. And when Ramanujacharya asked about the wealthy disciple, he came to meet him, and his wealthy disciple asked, something wrong that you didn't turn up to me? He said, if you want to please me, then you have to please my devotees. And because that particular disciple didn't pay much attention to the Vaishnavas, he was directly attached to the Guru. So therefore Ramanujacharya didn't pay much more attention to him. And because on the other hand, his poor disciple, he took care of those disciples very nicely along with Sripad Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya was very much pleased. So this is the essential principle which is very much important, which is of paramount importance, that serving the Vaishnavas, through the service to the Vaishnavas, everything is revealed. One cannot directly contact the Supreme Lord, one cannot directly contact the spiritual master. It's through the medium of the Vaishnavas that we get the mercy of spiritual master and also mercy of the Supreme Lord. One cannot overstep and directly be in the inner circle. Everyone wants to be in the inner circle. Because there is something, some different rust is there in inner circle. But one cannot jump in into the directly into the inner circle. One has to be qualified for getting into the inside circle. And real Vaishnavism is not that one gets into the inner circle. He stays on the border. More outside. In the sense, the more number of Vaishnavas are there in between us and the Supreme Lord, the more one is dear to the Lord. That is real Vaishnavism, which Ramanujacharya taught. That service to the Vaishnava is the topmost. And then Ramanujacharya went to take darshan of Tirupati Balaji. And there, Goshtipurna came along with garland, with prasad and water for his disciple. So he said, why have you already come? You could have sent some junior, some of your disciples to with prasad for me. And then he said that I was looking for some junior for the entire area in Tirumala, but I could not find anyone. I consider myself the most junior, and therefore I have come personally to serve you. So this is another principle, where another instance where the same principle is being shown, to become servant of the servant of the servant is the highest. His Holiness Radha Swami Maharaj, he says that in eyes of God, real greatness is humility and eagerness to become servant of the servant of the servant. That's perfection. So therefore, this is a very wonderful principle which we learn from this particular pastime of Sripada Ramanujacharya. And one of the most beautiful stories which I personally like regarding Kuresh and Sripada Ramanujacharya, which I will try to narrate. I'm not a storyteller, but I will try my best to tell whatever I have understood. I have heard it from many times from His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj and also some of the devotees. It's a wonderful story of this king called Kolatunga. When Sripada Ramanujacharya was in Kanchipuram, this whole area, this whole domain was under the Chola king. And it is said, all these kings in this dynasty were actually worshippers of Lord Vishnu. But this particular king, Kolatunga, he was a Shaivite. And he was against Vaishnavas. He was so envious about Vaishnavas. He wanted to convert the whole area, that all the people of this part of this world should become Shaivites. So there is always, there are two types of people. The one will be Vaishnavas and other will be Shaivites. But Vaishnavas have nothing against Shaivites, because they know the Tattva, Shambhu Tattva, that among all Vaishnavas, Lord Shiva is the supreme, Vaishnavana Mitha Shambhu. So Vaishnavas have nothing to do, nothing wrong about or ill feelings towards the Shaivites. But this particular king, Kolatunga, he was so envious, because Ramanujacharya was becoming popular at that time. He was so popular that he established these principles which we explained, that exclusive devotion to Lord Vishnu. He rejected all Jnana Marg, Karma Marg, Dhyan Kanda, Karma Kanda, and exclusively he established devotion to Lord Vishnu. And therefore he was becoming prominent. Mahapurna, under disciple of Yamunacharya, his spiritual master of Ramanacharya, he was also becoming prominent at that time, because they were preaching intensely. And Ramanuja was so scholarly. He was presenting everything very nicely, logically, based on Shastra. So it had a lot of impact on the general masses of people. And therefore, this person, this king, Kolatunga, he was very much envious of Ramanujacharya. And therefore, he decided that something has to be done about it. His minister, who was one of Kuresh's disciple, but he had some differences with him, and therefore he had left Kuresh's association and he had joined this king. And then this king was instigated by this minister, that if we want to really convert people, then we have to either defeat Ramanujacharya and make him accept that Lord Shiva is supreme, or otherwise we have to make a plot and try to kill him. So this is happening in this particular pastime also, same thing. All these things are always there in history. And they made a plot. So they decided to invite Kanchipuram along with Ramanujara and all his disciples. So they send his ministers and all his servants to invite Ramanujacharya. In the meantime, they came to know, Ramanujacharya came to know that such and such proposal is there, I have to go there. And he immediately agreed and he said that I will go. And he was making arrangements to go to meet this king, Kolatunga. But Kuresh, who was very dear to Ramanujacharya, he said that something is going wrong. So he requested Ramanujacharya that we need you, you are Jagat Guru, you have been spreading this message of Ahaituki Bhakti and it's very much needed. If you go, these people are envious and they are making a plot to kill you. So you should not go, instead of you, I will go. So they changed the robes. Kuresh was a grahastha, so Ramanujacharya was sannyasi, so they changed the robes and it was decided that Kuresh will go instead of Ramanujacharya, as Ramanujacharya. And Mahapurna also decided that I will also go. And Ramanujacharya, seeing the dedication of Kuresh, he agreed to the proposal. And then he went on exile and Kuresh and Mahapurna, both of them, they went to this kingdom of King Kolatunga. As soon as they went, King Kolatunga had a wonderful reception. That's what materialists are good in. Wonderful reception. But ultimately they had an ill motive. On the other hand, Vaishnavas are very clear, they are not having ulterior motives. So he had an ill motive. So then after serving them for some time, then they said, he asked the question, what is the ultimate duty of everyone? And then Ramanuja started in the form of Kuresh, who was representing Ramanujacharya, started speaking. He said, Lord Vishnu is the supreme and serving Lord Vishnu is the topmost spiritual activity, is the topmost duty of every living entity. Seeing this, hearing this statement, he was really angry. As soon as he heard the name of Lord Vishnu, he became angry. That's the nature of envy. That as soon as one who is envious about the Lord, as soon as he hears the name of Lord, he becomes envious. He became more and more envious and he became angry. It started shouting and yelling at Ramanujacharya and his disciples. Kuresh, who was representing Ramanujacharya. And Kuresh was so bold that since he was representing Ramanujacharya, he went on speaking. Then so many other pandits were also called for debate. And Ramanujacharya, Kuresh representing as Ramanujacharya and Mahapurna, they defeated all these brahmanas and pandits who were trying to establish Lord Shiva as supreme. And then this minister told Kolatunga, there is no other way, we have to kill them. They are very, very dangerous people. And therefore, the King Kolatunga then arrested them and then they were brutally tortured, beaten up, both of them. And he made them sign a paper saying that Lord Shiva is supreme. And while signing, he wrote, Kuresh wrote, Drona and Shiva, these are weights, it is said in that particular pastime. Yes, even Drona is greater than Shiva. They are actually weights, for measuring weights. And seeing when it was interpreted, he became more angry. And he created so much of violence towards both of them. And then he plucked out the eyes of Kuresh. Such brutal, he tortured them. And then he didn't kill them because this king Kolatunga had a sister who was haunted when they were children, when they were child. And at that time Ramanujacharya came and chanted the mantra and this ghost went away. So this sister was protected because of Ramanujacharya's influence. So therefore, he didn't king, the Chola king, Kolatunga, he didn't kill, but he plucked out his eyes. And then he gave some money to a beggar and said that, leave them, take them to Srirangam. Now Kuresh, when his eyes were plucked, that's the nature of a Vaishnava, that he was so merciful, that he had so much of compassion. When his eyes were plucked, he prayed to the Lord that, please give your mercy to these people who are creating such violence to me. They are bringing so much pain to me, but please forgive them. Please give your mercy. And hearing this, their hearts melted. They came to know who these people are. And therefore they paid one beggar some money and they said that they please take them away to Srirangam. And when Ramanujacharya came to know the glories of Kuresh and Mahapurna, he was really surprised. On the way, Mahapurna left his body. He was old and he left his body. And when Ramanujacharya met Kuresh, it was really tears of love came from his eyes. He started crying for so much sacrifice which Kuresh did, just to establish the principle of exclusive devotion to Lord Vishnu. That's the dedication of Kuresh, that to establish his Guru's mission, he sacrificed everything. And Mahapurna gave up his life. So he was really pleased with the wonderful service which he did. And then he requested to go to Kanchipurna and ask Lord Varadaraj that ask for the eyes, ask the Lord for your vision. And then Kuresh, hesitantly, he was very much reluctant to ask anything from the Lord. That's the nature of a devotee. The real devotee doesn't want anything from the Lord, but rather he wants to render service to the Lord. So he's very much reluctant to ask anything from the Lord, but Ramanuja said that you have to go and ask for your vision. So he goes, Kuresh goes to Varadaraj and asks, not for the vision, but first thing he asks is, please deliver this minister, because of which the whole thing happened. Lord Varadaraj is merciful. He is bestower of all benedictions. So he said, yeah, he's already delivered. And when Ramanujacharya heard this, he really became ecstatic. But he then again pushed Kuresh and said, go again and ask for your vision. The second time when he went, he asked for the deliverance of this king. And Lord granted that benediction. Then Ramanujacharya was really, really, really upset. He said, you are so selfish that you are abusing your body. This body is not yours. You have surrendered to me. This body is mine. Your eyes are mine. And therefore, you have no right to abuse your body. So you have to go and ask for the eyes, because they are my eyes. You ask for my eyes and not your eyes. And hearing this, Kuresh was really ecstatic. And he thought that really now Ramanujacharya has really accepted me as surrendered servant. His body, mind, words, everything Ramanujacharya accepted as his own. And he goes and asks Varadaraj for the vision. And he says to the Lord that, I had a vision which is your mercy. And by your mercy it was taken away. And now if you please, if you desire, you can return it, so that I can render service to my Guru. So that's the prayer he offered to the Lord. That whenever I had vision, it's because of your mercy. And when it was taken, that is also your mercy. But now, because I belong to Sripad Ramanujacharya, his eyes belongs to him, his body belongs to him. So if you wish, if you desire, you can return those eyes back. And as soon as he prayed to the Lord, he had a wonderful vision. Not only he was able to see everything, but he had a wonderful vision of the supreme form of the Lord Vishnu. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. He could see the beautiful form of the Lord again. And when Ramanujacharya heard, he embraced him and there were tears of love coming from his eyes. So this is the transcendental reciprocation between the spiritual master and disciple. This is the reciprocation which everyone is actually hankering for. The soul is hankering for such transcendental loving relationship with the Lord, which is exhibited through this pastime. But because of material attachments, what happens is one forgets the Lord. Result of having material attachments is forgetfulness of God. So this beautiful pastime of this Kuresh and Shripad Ramanujarya shows the wonderful relationship between both of them, which is based on service to each other. So this is the essential principle which is highlighted in the life of Shripad Ramanujacharya. So today is his disappearance day. So we can pray sincerely from bottom of our heart at the lotus feet of Shripad Ramanujacharya, so that we can develop that sincerity, that dedication to Sri Guru and service of Vaishnavas, because that is the topmost perfection of life, to serve the devotees. Through devotees, we can realize God. Through devotees, our aspirations change. When we come in association of pure devotees, our aspirations change. Srila Prabhupada went to United States and so many people, they got converted. That's the power of association of a pure devotee. Aspirations change when we come in association of a pure devotee. And Lord always keeps on sending his divine representatives like Ramanujacharya, who came just to exclusively preach, establish this principle of exclusive devotion to Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, which is unmotivated, uninterrupted, without any motives. Selfless devotional service. That's the topmost principle which has been, even in Srimad Bhagavatam, the same principle has been said. Savaya pumsa parav dharmo, yato bhakti radukshaji. Ahetuki apratita, yatma suprasiddhati. That is the topmost occupation. The topmost activity of the soul is connecting with the Lord in a selfless way and rendering service to the Lord and His devotees. That is the topmost activity of the soul in the spiritual world. And that's what gives real happiness to the soul. That activity creates satisfaction of the soul. And that is the topmost activity of the soul, rendering service to the Vaishnavas and the spiritual master. So these beautiful pastimes of Shripad Ramanujacharya, they explain this principle of exclusive devotion to the Lord and service to the Vaishnavas. So we can pray that we can always stay in association of Vaishnavas and render service to the Vaishnavas. And in association, our aspirations will change and we will develop that selfless desire to serve the Lord without any ulterior motive. Therefore it is said in one of the purports of Chaitanya Charitamrita that one should be sincere, serious and without ulterior motive. Then that is perfection of human form of life, if we have these qualities. So we can pray at the lotus feet of Ramanujacharya so that we can develop those qualities. And if we see, if we are sincere, then Krishna will bestow with all these qualities. And that's what perfection of life is, that we develop that sincerity, sincere way of serving the Vaishnavas. That's what we learn from the life and teachings of Shripad Ramanujacharya. So we'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Jai Shripad Ramanujacharya ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.